Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Hello and welcome to Love, Samantha Lee, the More Than Just Pretty podcast. I'm your host, Samantha, and here we explore love, life, spirituality, and relationships through the lens of real beauty. The kind that begins the moment you decide to be unapologetically yourself. Join us as we dive into heartfelt discussions that challenge, inspire, and connect. Are you ready to embrace your true self? Let's begin. What's up, family? It's your girl. You guys, it's been quite a week. I'm doing this, admittedly, at a later time. I'm just going to pray that God, Lord, enter into this space with me today. I pray that you speak through me. Holy Spirit, use me. Forgive me for all of my sins. Any sin that disconnects me from you, that doesn't allow me to hear your voice as clearly as I need to deliver the message that you want me to, I pray that you remove any boundary, any voice, any hindrance. Please, Lord, I need you. I need you right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So y'all, let's get into it. So y'all, I'm going to, as I've stated before, this particular platform, I'm going to be very honest with you guys. I'm not going to hold anything back. I'm going to let you know exactly what I'm feeling, how I'm feeling, when I'm feeling it, for better or for worse, whether it gets me in trouble or not. And so, guys, I'm gonna be transparent. Y'all ever had a friend or people in your life that you love and you care about so much? You know, they tell you about an issue. They tell you about a situation. And you listen to the situation. You are engrossed. You are there. You are present. You are wanting to help. You are there. Okay. And you are giving them your best wisdom. You're empathizing with them. And what ends up happening on the other side is that after you showed up, you've sold into them, you spoke to them, you're doing this, you're doing that, they end up doing their own thing. They end up going rogue, right? And sometimes, you know, guys, I feel like this week was really hard for me, in that sense, because of this person in my life that I really care about. And I wanted to tell the story because I felt like it was something that a lot of people can relate to. There have been many times in my life where I'll speak to somebody that I just absolutely love. And I want so badly to go in and help them with a situation, but they're not ready to do the things I believe a lot of people know deep down. I don't care what they say. I don't care. They know what they need to do. And it's just them that gets in the way of them. And I had a situation this week with somebody I truly love that I was there and present. And I love this person. And just doing everything I could possibly do and listening and talking and just being as present as I could possibly be for this person. And really desiring to support them as they exit a situation that was hard for them or they planned on exiting. And I supported that decision. I felt like that was, based upon the information I received, was the best solution. Well, what ended up happening was after, you know, days of us communicating and, you know, being the shoulder to cry on and being the person that's there and everything. And I'm not even mad at that. You know, I'm not even mad that was my role in the situation, because I would do it and I will do it over and over and over again, as I have done in that person's life and other people's life. That, y'all, I'm a therapist. I mean, by trade, that's what I do. I want to be there for people. I want to hear people out. I want to hear their heart. Like, that's what I desire. And what ended up happening in this particular situation was the person decided to, you know, distance himself from me and other people because they got connected to the person that they were planning on leaving. And, you know, things had changed. Something shifted. And they were like, you know, they need their space. And I get it. When you have too many voices in your ear, it can be very hard to... it can be very hard to make the best decision, because now you don't know if you're making every choice because someone else told you this and someone else told you that, but is God telling you this? And so I totally understood it. And I'm still praying for that person to this very millisecond. But I won't lie or deny that it hurt. Because I felt like I didn't want that person to be hurt. I wanted to protect them from pain. I wanted to stop. If there was a train wreck that was going to happen, I wanted to stop it. And I realized the level of anxiety I had to try to, even prior to her, you know, or them distancing themselves or choosing to distance themselves from me, I realized like how invested I was and how much I cared, which is, I don't regret caring. I just realized that my level of investment was not conducive, because that person was not ready to receive that at that moment. And maybe that's not the role, that's not the what God has for them in this particular situation, although that's what I believe. I believe that it is, but you know, God, let, you know, I'm not God. I can't determine what will happen next. But I know that there's people that listen to me that have that same issue. That there's people in their life that they love and they want so badly, whether it's your child, whether it's your parent, whether it's your friend, whether it's your partner. Whoever it is, there are people in your life you want so badly to go in and you want to save them and you want to change it and you want to, like, you feel like that one conversation is going to just set off a change of behavior, a change in response. You want so badly to be the voice of reason. You want so badly to save them from what you believe will be their demise. You want to save them from the heartbreak. You want to save them from the bad decision. You want to save them from the train wreck. And sometimes, you guys, the wisest thing to do, the smartest thing to do, is to put your hands up and just say, God, I don't know. I don't know. And it reminded me of a sermon that I listened to not too long ago. It's actually been a while ago. It was by Dr. Darius Daniels. Shout out to Change Church. He did a sermon called The Five Types of People You Can't Help. And in this particular sermon, I want you to read it all the way out. I'm only going to read what applies to my situation. Well, I suggest, if y'all are struggling with who to help and if whether or not a situation is worth your help, please listen to that sermon, Five Types of People You Can't Help. So he talks about the five, and one of them is like those who don't think they need help. Two, those who know they need help but don't want it. Three, those who know they need help, but they don't want it yet. Four, those who know they need help, but they don't want it from you. And five, those who aren't willing to do what it takes to get what they need. Meaning that, and you know, just to follow up, if that wasn't clear, but people that desire to do something and they want a change, but they're not willing to put in the work or the sacrifice to make it happen.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quicksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quicksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And I think one of the hardest places to make certain sacrifices in our lives is when it comes to relationships. I did a training this week. I was in trainings all week. And they talked about how we, as a society, since after COVID, we struggle with loneliness. I've talked about it on different lives, the pandemic of loneliness, but we really struggling with loneliness. We are created to be connected. And because of just how the nature of the world is today, there's more people that are disconnected than connected, whether they have a social media or page or not. They just not having that connection with, they're not having that human interaction, which is causing them to feel lonely. And a lot of people have decided in the realm of relationships that, listen, I would rather have somebody than nobody. I would rather this and that. And I've had multiple conversations with people, multiple, where they're like, oh, women don't want to settle. Women don't want to do this. Women don't want to do that. Y'all, that is a lie. Most women settle. I'm gonna do a live tonight about it. Most women settle. There are a fraction, a small fraction of women that are unwilling to settle, but most women settle. They'll talk like they won't settle. They'll say a bunch of stuff like, oh, I could do better. This. I call it the big bad wolf talk, because men and women do big bad wolf talk. Oh, I could do this and they can't do better than me. And blah, 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 blah. They pop off. They say a whole bunch of stuff. But on the up, but the truth of the matter is, when the rubber hits the road, they settle. When the rubber hits the road, they ain't leaving their relationship. When the rubber hits the road, no matter how unhealthy it is, no matter how much they're being cheated on, no matter how much they're being disrespected, no matter what is going on that they consistently complain about, they are going to stay. And they will find reasons to stay. Oh, well, you know what? God is dealing with me in this area, and I'm not perfect either, and I just got to focus on me and God.
oh, well, you know, God might want me to stay with them and help them through their situation because I don't want to be the person. I mean, I think this is what God has put on my heart, to be this person to change them. No, God didn't put you in nobody's life to change them. God didn't put you in nobody's life to change them. God has put you in people's lives strategically to impact the atmosphere in some type of way, to shift the atmosphere in the way that he's designed it. And I'm going to tell you what, y'all, it is easy to settle. It is easy just to find a good thing and try to make it into a God thing when you know this don't got nothing to do with God. That's why it keeps falling apart. That's why you keep finding yourself in the same situation, wanting to leave it every other month, because it's not a God thing. It's a you thing. And you got to deal with you. I'm tired of people lying to themselves. But anyway, let's keep moving forward. As I was reflecting on the situation and I was thinking about, you know, just how hurt I was, you know, that the situation played out the way that it did. And I know how this story is going to end. Well, I have a strong inclination, let me just say that, of how the story is going to end. And I found myself in that moment because that wasn't going the way I wanted it to, or I had a strong feeling that this person should do this and they went in the different direction. There's a part of me that was so hurt by that because I wanted better and I see her value. I see who she is. There was a part of me that was like, man, this is not it. Like it almost made me want to, you know, separate myself or move in a different direction because, like, you know, I hate to see somebody that I love, you know, choose something that I believe is less than the standard. And y'all, like I said, there's a difference between standards and preferences, right? Standards is minimum requirements for treatment. You know, when you have a job or when you get into a school, it's a standard, right? You got to have a minimum GPA at 3.5. You got to have this amount of extracurricular activities. You got to get this minimum ACT or SAT score. When you get into a job, you got to have this degree minimum. You got to have writing skills minimum. I'm talking about minimum. Everything else is like a plus or a above average type of thing, right? So when I say standards, I mean, you know, whatever those standards are for you, baseline, like, you know, I got to be attracted to you. That's baseline. I'm not saying you got to be tall, you got to be short. I just got to think you fine, right? You've got to have your own job. Okay, that doesn't mean you make this amount of money or that amount of money. You just got to have, you got to be employed. You know, these are just different minimum requirements to be a part of a relationship with this particular person. And y'all, what I find is that because we are so desperate, to be connected. We don't want to be alone. We don't want to take a risk and veer off on our own and be wrong or let that person have somebody else or whatever whatever the enemy allows into our spirit to make us feel like we got to settle for things that we ain't got to settle for. I don't know what that is. And y'all, I'll be the first to admit, I wasn't raised like that. I was raised by a mother that was the type of woman that before she sat in a relationship that was below her standards, she would eat alone. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that's what she taught me. She said, listen, it didn't matter what the situation had. It didn't matter what was going on. If she felt like she was being treated less than her standard, she left. She didn't care if she had to struggle. She didn't care if she had to take 50-11 jobs to make ends meet. My mother taught me that you better not settle. That's what she taught me with her actions and with her words. And so admittedly, yes, y'all, I have the spirit of my mother in me, that I would rather walk away than to be treated less than my standard. I will walk away from anything if it's less than my standard. That is how I look at it. My standards aren't unreasonable. My standards are basic things. That I know that I need. And I hold myself accountable with my standards. I tell my friends what my standards are, and they'll be friends with that. That'll tell me, girl, you gotta put a little bit more in that. I was like, okay, that's a preference. That's not a standard. My standards are very reasonable. But anything less than my standard, I'm out. I don't care what it is. And I think that a lot of times, because we desire connections so badly, we stay in relationships that we know aren't for us. Deep down, I don't care what you tell people. We stay in situations and relationships. We hold on to people that we just literally just holding on. There's no reason for us to still be connected. We just holding on. We might not even be living together. We might not be dating, whatever. I've seen people that have been separated for eons. The longest I've seen people separated was 17 years, dating other people, living separately, but never got a divorce. Haven't been together in 17 years, but have not gotten a divorce. It's like, okay, listen, y'all, what are we doing? And I know, I get it. I understand. Listen, I understand all of that. But here, my thing is, some of y'all have to start to see that your refusal to let go of what God is revealing to you is holding you back from reaching the levels that God has for you. A part of this journey that I have had to learn, even in this situation right here, is that as much as I wanted to say something that resonated with my friends so much that a different decision was made.
Gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the year of the habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month. Plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
That I wanted to just stand in front of the train before it hit her. Oh, I'm going to get emotional. I don't want to get emotional. As much as I wanted that, I also had to learn how to let go. That's not my fight. That a part of this walk is understanding the people that you can't help. And you're not here. You obviously are here to help people in your capacity. But you can't save anybody. You can be an instrument God uses to save somebody, but God saves. You just got to be willing. And I think that a lot of us would find a lot more peace if we just let go. And when I say let go, you might be like, let go of what? Let go of a relationship? I'm not saying that. My situation where we started was this situation with my friend. I had to let go. I had to say, okay, I'm not going to allow this to get in the way of our friendship because you're still my girl. As much as it hurts me that you're making a different type of decision, and going against what I believe is best for you. I'm not God. I don't know what's best for you. I've made decisions in my life that are very questionable. You know, whether it was questionable in the direction of like, why are you doing this, Sam? And then questionable in like, okay, that was a great decision, Sam. like, wow, we didn't see that coming. There's been both sides where, you know, I've had to take the hit for that. So I can't, I had to get out of my mind. I had to pray that God would forgive me for judgment. Forgive me for, like, get me out of this mindset that, like, I don't know what your plan is. I don't know ultimately what you have in store for that person versus the next. I can't say, oh, I would never, I'm never going to. No, you don't know. Like, you, so I had to fight my mindset of wanting to judge and trying to, you know, feel in some type of way or whatever. I had to pray that off of me, pray that judgmental spirit off of me, and just said, you know what? Okay, God, I love this person. I obviously want what's best for them. And so I'm going to leave it to you. Because you're my savior. You're the God of exits. Exodus means exit. You're the God of exits. So as much as I desire to help this person, they fall into the five types, which is either those who don't think they need help, those who don't want help, or those who aren't willing to do what it takes to get what they need, whatever that is. You know, in this situation, somebody who don't think they don't need the help that I want to give. They don't see it as being an issue. And I think that a lot of people, if we sat back and we thought about the people in our lives that we're trying to help, I think a lot of them fall into that category. People that you see an issue, but they don't see it as an issue. At least not as serious of an issue as you think it is. And you want them so desperately to change that issue, but unless they see it for themselves, they don't see it. And now they're trying to change for you, which never changed. That doesn't make real change. It doesn't create lasting change when you change for somebody. Lasting change comes from, I identify this as a problem and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get it. Even people today, people can say, I need to lose weight. But we all know that what it requires to lose weight, not everybody's willing to do. There's a process in order to get into shape that everybody doesn't want to be a part of. A lot of people would rather go underneath a knife and get another person to do it for them versus them doing the work themselves. That is what most of us are. And we can be so judgmental of the person that is struggling with maybe leaving a relationship that they shouldn't be in, or leaving a job that they know they shouldn't be in, or not dealing with a family member, or setting boundaries in a certain way. We can be so judgmental. But if you look at our lives, most of us in the United States struggle with weight. Period. That's one of the biggest issues we have as a nation. I don't know the numbers now. Let me Google it. Okay, percentage of people. I'm just gonna say yeah. So percentage of people who are considered obese is, and this is in 2020. What's in 2024? Like, I'm like, why are they giving me 2020? What about 2024? Okay, so 40% of people in America are 20 and over are overweight, are obese, excuse me. And that's morbidly overweight. And then 71.6% of adults age 20 and over are overweight, including obesity. So again, most people struggle in this particular area. Most people. This is not a unique thing, but we're not looking at how that those sacrifices in that area, that discipline that's required in that area, a lot of people don't want to even do that. So when we get mad at people because they don't want to make even like changes with who they're with and what they're doing and this, that, and the third, like, okay, I get that. But we might need to focus on the thing that's in our own eye. Like when I was dealing with that with my friend, and I was hurt that she was, you know, making that decision. But I had to sit back and I had to say, wait, hold up, Sam. Instead of being so judgmental, let go of that. Let God handle that. Pray for that. But what about the plank in your own eye? What about the things you're struggling with? As much as you love that person, and as much as you see the problem and you're, you know, Mrs. Fix It, and you want to go in there and make it better, what about the plank in your own eye? You've got things you got to deal with. There's areas that are out of order in your life that you've got to figure out. And you out here so consumed with what is going on with someone you love that is not in the place that is receiving or desiring of your help at this present moment. All you can do is literally let that go. Literally. Because that's going to give you peace, and that's going to give, well, really, them peace. Let them do them. Let God work with them. Instead of being so consumed with trying to get people to do what you want them to do, that you can't focus on the things that you need to focus on. I've met so many different people. They want to be in everybody's business and want to know what's going on with them. And it's like, okay, but what's going on with you? You so worried about people you don't even know. What about what's going on in your life? Sometimes there's so much power in letting things go. Letting it go. Letting people do what they do. I've had people that come at me about how somebody parent, they're with somebody that has a child, and how they parent their child they don't agree with. And so they're having these, it's like, that's their child. Let them do what they do. If that's how they want to parent their child, okay. But you just make it clear, listen, I don't agree with this, but that's your baby. That's between you and the mother, or you and the father. I'm going to relieve myself from being so consumed in this that I'm not presenting the way I need to present, that I'm stressed and I'm anxious about something that does not belong to me. And that's what I felt. That's what I felt. I was stressed and anxious about something that did not belong to me. And is that wrong? No, I don't think it's a wrong thing, but sometimes we have to get out of our savior hat and understanding that we don't have the power to save. That if somebody is in their situation, I've learned now, okay, don't, you know, if that's where you are, then that's what you're going to be. I'm going to let you do that. I'm going to let you rock. And when you're ready to make a different decision, I'm here for you, but I'm going to let you rock. Do you? And if you're dealing with a situation that is causing you anxiety and stress, and this person keeps calling you with the same issue in the same relationship, at some point you just got to say, okay, well, this is what you're choosing. So I'm going to let you do that. I'm not even going to intervene. Like, I have another person in my life, they keep calling me about the same situation. I'm like, okay, I done put you on as much game as I possibly can about this particular situation. And I'm telling you this is going to happen. And then it happens. And then you call me and complain. And we go through this cycle of you telling me what the problem is, me telling you what's going to happen next, me telling you this, 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 and this. And you are deciding to stay and engage and calling me on the other side to complain about the aftermath, even though I already told you what it was. So now I'm going to let you rock. Do you? Because I'm not going to continue this toxic cycle of stressing myself out, trying to come up with different things for you when you are unwilling to do what it takes to actually make a real change. And that is where we find most people. They fall in number 5. I know I'm getting excited and I'm trying not to. Most people fall in number 5. They know they're not in a situation they want to be in. They know they desire more for themselves, but they are not ready to receive you. And so at some level, if they are unwilling, it's not even receive you. They're willing to hear you. But whatever is required on the other side of hearing is work. I'm gonna stand up. It's work, family. It's work. I know I need to lose weight, but now I got to make the sacrifices to lose weight, and I'm not sure about that. I know I need to leave this job, but I'm not willing to update my resume and find another one. I'm just going to stay here and complain about it every single day. I know I need to leave this relationship. I know that I've dealt with some unhealthy things, but I'm not willing to do whatever it takes, the risk that it's going to take for me to get out of the situation and get into it and put myself in a different position so that I can attract what I say that I want or what I say that I deserve. I would rather just sit here and talk about it than actually do it. And then when you find people that are in that position where they know that there's possibility, the potential, that there is something different they want to do with their lives, but they are unwilling to put in the work that is required to make that change, to make that shift, to do something different, you've got to let it go. Because that is the fifth type of person you cannot help, according to Dr. Darius. Sometimes family, whether it's relationships, whether it's jobs, whether it's people, whether it's the situation that I've talked about today, or someone that you love, and you trying so hard, getting yourself consumed, anxious, stressed about somebody else's situation, but they are unwilling or just not ready. They fall into one of the five types of people you can't help. You have to then say to yourself, I got to let it go, God. I'm not a savior. You are. I love this person. I want what's best for them. I see their value. But they're just not ready to make the changes that I think that they should. And who am I? You know, I got other things I got to work on. I got other things I got to focus on. So I want to ask you guys as we close today, is there a situation you're consuming yourself with that's causing you anxiety and stress, leaving you in a place where you just feel depleted? You can't even focus on the things that you're supposed to focus on because you're so consumed with them and their situation, what they stressed about. If you fall into that category, if you are dealing with that right now, I want to ask you why. Because the reality of it is, guys, it's very easy, almost entertaining, for us to get so consumed with other people's lives that we don't focus on our own. You know, there's a reason why reality TV is a multi-billion dollar business. Because people like getting lost in other people's lives. They like the drama. They like escaping what they're actually dealing with and focusing on something else. That's why gossip and all this other stuff is so popular, because it just gets you out of where you are and focusing on someone else's stuff and getting so consumed with that that you can't really deal with what you're dealing with right here. And you don't want to. You're trying to find a distraction. You don't want to deal with what you're dealing with. You don't want to think what you're actually thinking. And if that's you, the very thing that you're avoiding is the very thing you need to focus on. There's a quote that says that usually the right thing to do is the one that feels the hardest to do. The right thing to do is the one thing that feels the hardest. And y'all, in your mind, we might create all these different, oh, I can't, and what if this, and what if that? That's fear. That's anxiety. That's stress. And sometimes it's even you creating excuses so you can stay in the same situation. But when you take that step, I'm telling you, on the other side of taking that step a few times in my life, I have just seen God move in incredible ways. He's provided for me in ways that I could never imagine. And I'm not where I want to be, but I am so blessed where I'm sitting right now. Where I'm sitting right now is an answered prayer. Where I'm at today is an answered prayer. There's little things like, y'all, just the other day, I was coming back and I don't have a label maker for my babies. My babies had to get her water bottle that she's taking to school, and they wanted a label. I don't have a label maker. So I'm like, how am I going to get a label? Do I write it with a pen? I don't think it's going to work on her thing. Well, she came back with some labels on another cup that she's not going to be using anymore. So I was like, thank you, God, for the labels on the other cup so I can put them on her cup. Just something that little he provides. just something that small. There's like little things in my day-to-day life that I just see God's hand in. And sometimes when we get so consumed with other people's lives, we can't see God's hand in our own. We can't see what he's doing here because we are way, 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 way too consumed with there. Thank you for spending your time with us on Love Samantha Lee, the More Than Just Pretty podcast. It's been a privilege to share this space with you where we celebrate being unapologetically ourselves. I hope that today's episode has encouraged you to embrace your own unique beauty and the beauty in others. Don't forget to follow us and join our community on social media. Share your journey and insights, and let's continue this conversation. Until next time, remember, real beauty starts with you being true to yourself. I love y'all, and I'm going to talk to y'all soon.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at WeightWatchers.com.